Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Glad to hear for more of your listener questions, including an interesting question from listener Jason. He's out in California. He's asking about Walt Disney World during the Halloween season and if they would ever put mazes in the parks, because Universal does, and would that be something Disney could do? So we'll have that discussion here and many more questions on today's show. Don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for the amount of trips they book each year and, more importantly, the great feedback they get from their guests. During these extraordinary times with the Disney destinations, it's great to have an advocate, somebody that is there that knows the ropes, knows the cast members, has the relationships, and will get you the best situation possible when your trip comes under attack, you know, by outside forces. We're there to help our guests and, of course, in normal times, get you the best deal possible and, most importantly, the most magical vacation every time you head to a Disney destination. Every trip you book with the Magic for Less also supports our small business and keeps the podcast running, so we appreciate your support very much. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great details over there. It's a great trip planning tool site. And then while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. Make sure you let them know you heard about them here on the show. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as much as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase means a lot. So please use it often and bookmark it everywhere you go. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1630 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. That's right. We are going to start doing like Royal Caribbean, going to your front porch, but staying 6 feet away from you at least, and putting a mat on your front porch that has the day of the week. If you've ever sailed with Royal Caribbean, the only way you know what day of the week it is, if you look down on the elevators, they change the nameplate.
So I'm supposed to sail with Royal Caribbean.
No, I know, I'm not. Sucker. I didn't get to go on that one, but now I'm not. Nobody is. That's what I did. I said, if I can't go, nobody can go. Sucker.
Well,
I'm
like a 2-year-old. Because it's all
right. That's
Sam, it. Let's blame Mike, because this is all his fault for why we can't go to Alaska.
No.
Sorry. You know when that cruise was going to be? It was going to be May.
Yes, anyway. I'm well aware of that.
Let's have some fun. Real quick, let me get the ladies introduced, and I have a couple housekeeping things. We're answering your list of questions. We're going to have a tight, quick, fun show today. Promise okay. you.
You know what it's going to be, though? It's going to be May. All the information condensed. That's like right. The price per second is yes. going up on our. The value in this podcast is going to be awesome.
Wow, we're more valuable than ever.
One word for today's show, efficient. And you know what? So far in this show, inefficient. Yes. We've been very inefficient so far.
Yes,
so
we have definitely been
so far.
Joining me today, Ricky's from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
You know, Mike, I was thinking about it like this morning. I haven't updated a Disney World After All in like probably 5 years, so we could probably stop saying that one.
You know what, though? Here's the deal. I was actually on hold with Disney for like half a lifetime yesterday, and I even looked at mrrallman.blogspot.com. That's a website I made for my tweet up of STS 132 back when the Space Shuttle Atlantis passed it off.
That's bad.
Check it out.
Yeah. So we could probably just take a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com off, though.
It just sounds cool. I like it. Anyway, I'll stop.
I'm keeping the blog, the site. I'm keeping the site. Don't worry about that. But, like, yeah, it hasn't been updated in, like, 5 years, so it's probably not worth mentioning anymore.
There we go. Ignore it. Don't go there, please.
Don't go there anymore.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She is at themagicforless.com. I guess I can still say that, I hope. What's up, Pam Forrester? Yes.
We're in it for the long haul, so we're not going anywhere.
Are we still open for business? I'm just making sure because nothing else is.
Please, we are open for business. We're essential,
right? I mean, that's
what
I say.
You know how excited you would make an agent by actually booking a new trip?
Amen.
We spend a lot of time. I said at one point, you know, that we always add value to the trips that we help plan, or at least we try to. And what we're doing now is adding value to the unplanning trip.
Yes,
for real.
Anyways, no, we're fine. I mean, we're, you know, our agents are working really, really hard. It's challenging right now, but yeah, we're absolutely going to be here when everything's said and done. So it'll, you know, it'll all work out.
I always say partner in your planning. We're your partner in your modifications and cancellations.
That's right. We're the partner in your unplanning.
Exactly. We are very good at unplanning.
We can unplan the heck out of your vacation.
Yes.
Dude, I've been unplanning trips in my sleep for the last 2 weeks. No joke. So anyway, real quick, housekeeping. First of all, thanks to everybody who has been there for all these live shows we're doing. These crazy shows. We're talking about everything, man. We've talked about Taco Bell orders. We've talked about everything, mostly Disney though, because we're all Disney fans. It always gets back to Disney. But thanks to everybody who's been there. Of course, not one tonight because we're recording the shows here on Monday night. Tuesday, we'll probably do it at night, not during the day this week, just because of the craziness that's going on. Wednesday, we'll have the Trip Report show live on Facebook. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Drop by, give us a call. Those are so much fun. Also, I just wanted to give a shout out to all my guests that I book at the Magic for Less. And I know I'm probably echoing the same sentiments of all the agents over at the Magic for Less. I just got to say thank you for your kindness, your patience, and just your support over the last couple of weeks. I know it's been disappointing for everybody. I know that it's been not good news, you know, with all these spring trips, the cruises, the Adventures by Disney, everything going on. It's sad all the way around. I get it. But I just got to shout out all my guests, because with all the sadness and disappointment that they're having, they've been nothing but nice and loving and kind to me, you know, with all these just being patient and stuff. So
there you go.
Thank you guys. You don't know how much it means when we're going through all this, because it's sad. I'm sad for you, and I'm sad for me. I'm sad for everybody. I'm sad for the world right now. But
right?
You guys have been kind, and you guys are picking me up. So I just got, you know, we have this venue.
We have the best team, and we have the best guests. We're very, very 100%. Lucky in this space. So
all right, let's get to questions. That's why you're here, and you're paying all that money Pam talked about for price per square inch or something. I don't know.
Yes.
And it's not even working right tonight, but I'm reading them off my phone. So here we go. Jenna's got a question. She says, if I stay at Boardwalk Resort, can I walk through Epcot to the start? Do I have to take the bus in the morning to the start? I'm doing my first dopey challenge in 2021. I love that you're doing your first dopey, because you're going to be delirious by Sunday. Because it's not the race, it's the sleep. Anyway, yeah, no, you can't, unless you want to get arrested. You got to actually take the bus.
Wow, we're going for arresting people.
Well, I mean, if you can like sneak your way past the seven guards that are going to be at the international gateway.
Let's not do that. No.
Probably not.
No, not a good call.
All right, so we need more questions in the live chat. Please put those in the comments, because let's go with that. Let's see here. Dan has a question about Run Disney here in the live comments. He says, do you think we can slow pay registering for Marathon Weekend? I assume demand will be down. By slow pay, I'm thinking maybe increments. And I would say negative.
No.
Because I think the demand for Marathon Weekend's higher than any of the other race weekends. And the second reason I think this is true is because I don't think there's a mechanism for that in place. Ricky, do you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I think it's a one time, one pay. That's it. That's all you can do. So, I mean, yeah, I don't see them doing a slow pay type situation, or, you know, you pay half today and half, you know, a month from now or whatever. Like, I just don't see that happening. So
what if we do, like, we had a rally here for restaurant workers this past weekend. Great idea. It was like, pay what you can for your meal. Can we do that for Marathon Weekend? Pam?
No.
<I'd pay>
you. I don't think Disney's going to go for that.
I've given them a lot of money over the years for registration. So just one time. How about pay what you can? All right. Yeah. Crystal's got a question. This one's good for Pam, because there's not an answer to this one, but let's talk about it. Okay. Should I postpone a May 18th to 22nd trip to Walt Disney World? You know, and here's the thing. I think that May 18th to 22nd is real. I mean, if you're talking about a gray area right now, I mean, nobody knows when the park's going to reopen. Oh, here come the comments a half hour late.
Here they are.
They start hitting.
The world is so messed up. Our comments are hitting 20 minutes late. Anyway, what can you do? I got to laugh, because that's how my life's going right about
exactly
now.
How things are.
And they're flying by now, man. Let me just put that one up on the screen we're talking about before. Lucky if I can catch it. It's like trying to catch Riley after she had a treat. Okay, there we go. What do you say to folks traveling? you know, I think April, this is just, and again, I'm not speaking for Disney. I'm not speaking for the Magic for Less. I'm speaking as just Mike Rallman, just spouting off like I do with my wife all the time, every night. I think a lot of April trips are in jeopardy. To be honest, I mean, just look at the situation. May, I think you have some hope. You know, move, because I mean, just look, June's not taking, or June, Disney's not taking new reservations till June 1st. I think you can start connecting dots there. I mean, not necessarily, but Pam, you give more official word, because that's just me talking.
So what we've been advising guests, and this is maybe something that you want to consider, especially for those May trips, there is an offer out right now that's available for guests to reschedule, and it has to be booked through by May 31st.
Right.
So if your dates are before that, I think that there's really no harm in your waiting. The only thing I may do is make a backup trip, put down a deposit on another trip with that offer at some point in the future to sort of hedge your bets on that thing, right? But we, I mean, there's no harm in waiting at this point. Disney has been more flexible with final payment dates and things like that. The only thing we have sort of been advising guests to do is if they're, you know, if they're worried about the availability that will be there in the fall, if that's where their change dates will be, then maybe go ahead and put a deposit down on a second trip. So you sort of have both. You never know what's going to happen. I think that's the thing that's so crazy and unpredictable about this. We don't have a good sense about what's going to happen. We really, truly don't. And it's hard because I know guests want us to give our best advice and we can't. We'll tell you absolutely everything that we know and everything that Disney has done in the past with reservations that are like that. But at the end of the day, you'll have to decide. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to do that. We'll talk it through with you. We'll give you every option that we know is out there. But the crystal ball thing, my crystal ball is sort of on the fritz right now. I trust it. Yeah. Even if it is predicting stuff, I don't trust it. And it's just such a challenge. So that's the most unanswery answer ever. But it's the best we got.
It is. And here's the thing. So, Pam, of course, this is as of we're recording on Monday night, March 30th, because things are changing, not even just like weekly, daily. I mean, they could change hourly at this point. Yeah. We just had some cruises canceled by Disney Cruise Line today as we record through April 28th. So that affected some guests. But I mean, with every cancellation, you got to think about it. There's Disney's giving opportunity. So with the cruise cancellation so far, you can rebook up to 15 months out, 125% cruise credit, which means
if you wait till Disney cancels the cruise.
For the ones. Yeah. So like for the ones that got canceled today, I had 6 or 7 guests. And so if you take advantage of that, what that means is, of course, you're disappointed you're not going right now. But when you wait, you know, this could be, you know, all your port adventures are now covered, or you get a bigger cabin, you get a veranda you weren't expecting. It's. And the fact that Disney's doing that makes me feel good because they didn't have control over this epidemic coming on them. And if you read by the cancellation policies and all the, you know, it's kind of like the EULAs when you sign up for a website. You know, most people probably don't read it in detail and study it. You know, they don't technically have to do this, but they are doing this because, of course, they want good guest relations. And that's good business. So if even though it's disappointing initially, this could be something where you get to experience something you didn't expect on a cruise, a veranda, or take an extra port adventure, or, you know, whatever. Do, you know, Remy and Paolo every night of your cruise if you have a big credit now. So I see that. The thing, too, give real quick, Pam, what Disney's doing for the Walt Disney World packages. Like right now, you don't have to make your final payment at 30 days. They're giving some grace there.
They are.
For certain
and
dates.
The big thing that they're giving is the availability to book this new package if you were impacted. So basically, if you had a Walt Disney World package or room reservation and you were scheduled to stay at a Disney resort hotel and your original travel dates were March 16th through May 31st, they are making an offer available to you as long as you did not cancel it before March 1st. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a free dining offer. I mean, really and truly a free dining offer. It's valid for arrivals June 1st through September 30th. Mm-hmm. You have to book it by May 31st. I'm trying to think if there's any other little hidden details. And really what this is just an offer that's available to people whose trips were impacted, to give them a little something. And I think it's a great offer. It really is not a huge, it doesn't require a huge ticket purchase. It's a 2-day base ticket.
That's like 5 years
it's
ago.
It's huge. That's like going back a few years. And the other thing is we've done the math on this, and even annual pass holders who are staying, let's say 4 or 5 days, depending on the resort that they're staying at, this could even work for you all, even if you have to buy the ticket. The thing about Disney's tickets now is they're for certain dates, but if they are not used, although they do expire, the value of them never goes away. The value of that expired ticket sits there. So even if you have to buy the 2-day as part of your package to get this free dining, it still will work out. And work with one of your travel, you know, your travel agent. They'll help you do math. You know, I had to do math the other day when I was talking to the agents about it. And I swear to God, there was a chalkboard and chalk and a whiteboard. There was erasers.
There should be no math. I got into the wrong field.
So although we may not be the best at math, we are capable of helping with these.
We're capable. There you go. That's a good word. Hashtag capable.
So anyways, check that out though. That even works for people who weren't planning on buying tickets. So think about that. But yeah, again, this is something that Disney's doing. They don't have to do. They've really been phasing free dining out over the past few years, and look at what they're doing, you know, just to encourage people to come back, to make those plans, to have something to look forward to. And my gosh, the worst is not having something to look forward to. Worse than having to cancel is not having something out there on the horizon that I'm like, okay, well, this is at least coming. Anyway.
And Disney made the right call with the, I was going to title a show. I thought we should do a show and just title it Until Further Notice. You know, because that's such a podcast episode name right now. You know what I'm saying? Like right, in the Disney, somebody's going to do it. So there you go. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I haven't seen the movie yet. I keep saying I'm going to watch Moana and I just never do. And what else? I'm a bit busy. People think you're sitting around. I'm not sitting around, man. I am working my fingers off. Trust me. But anyway, I'm going to watch it eventually. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Now I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, Until Further Notice. I mentioned about having a date to look forward to. This morning when I finished my run and I was posting it and I looked on Twitter and I saw that the Summer Olympics now have an official opening ceremony date announced.
They do?
Like, it's over. It's over a year away. Yeah, it's like July 23rd, 2021.
And you know why I know that date? Because that's my birthday.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday. Good job. A year from now. But all I'm going to say is, like, at least it's a solid number to look forward to, especially for the athletes. I mean, at least they have a finish line now, you know, like a goal. And I was like, oh, there's something. Because everything, like every sport, like, well, we don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Disney, we don't know. I mean, we don't even know if July 23rd will work next year. But I mean, like, give us hope. Like, I just saw a date. I'm like, hallelujah. It's
there's a date
away.
Of something.
Exactly. It's like so weird. Right? Something to look forward to. Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, you got to take the mental victories nowadays. You didn't even think about that ever. So anyway. All right. So, Tony, thank you. We love talking Disney. And we're going to talk Disney here with a great question because Karen's got one. It's like we would have answered. And I posted on Twitter the other day. God, I miss the questions. Just asking when Space 220 is going to reopen. Like, we were kind of tired of that question. But now I give $100 million just to answer that question. And whenever we have it after, like Ricky said, they're going to have after hours in April? No, probably not.
Probably not in April.
Anyway, Karen says, we're planning on getting haircuts in the Magic Kingdom. Dude, the line for haircuts at the Magic Kingdom is going to be out past the
you're
boat
never
docks.
Get one now.
Anyway, she's just bragging because she's going to get a haircut.
We're all jelly about the haircuts.
I'm saying. Anyway, she says, it'd be great to be there when the Dapper Dans are around. Any tip on a time of day they might be around? We know there's no guarantee. And you, oh, by the way, have you seen the Dapper Dans all singing together on Zoom?
Yes, that's awesome.
Jamming out. That's right. But what would you say, Pam? Like, if you wanted to get serenaded by a barbershop quartet in a barbershop on Main Street, USA, in Town Square, what time would you go? I know it's just a guess.
I would hit mid-morning. Because they are usually out not first thing in the morning when Mike and I get there. They're out sort of when Ricky gets there, right, around 11 or so. I think that that's a good time to look. And you know what? The other thing is, once everything's back up and running, you can always look on your My Disney Experience app. Leading up to the, you know, the time when you're going to be there, and look and see, you can look on the little entertainment area, which is really, I mean, the app still is a cool thing. Sometimes I still open it up, just to look and see.
You're like man, I love these wait times right now.
not for that as much, but like I look up dining, or like I'm like, okay, well, next time I go, I'm gonna whatever. But once it's up and running again, of course, you'll be able to look in the entertainment and the shows area and look and see what times that they will be there for sure.
The only thing I will say is, it sounds like she wants to experience the Dapper Dan singing in the Main Street.
That won't happen.
They do swing by every once in a while, but it's totally luck.
Swing by every once in a while, but it's really like, there's not a set schedule, right, that they do that. There's not set times. It's kind of like a surprise thing. Like,
yeah,
really, there's no way to guess if or when that would even happen during the day that you would be there. So that's kind of, I think, the more tricky part in the question. Like, yeah, getting to see the Dapper Dans perform, like, that's great. I'd do that. But I don't think that there's any guarantee whatsoever that they would even be singing the day that you were there, period. So, you know, I don't know that it happens every single day.
Right. It's weird, though, because every time I get my hair cut there, like, there's 8 Dapper Dans that come out and just sing to me. Like, they surround my chair and they, like, rub my feet.
Wow.
And, like, it's awesome. It's crazy.
I don't think you're at the Main Street, the Harmony Barbershop, Mike. You might be somewhere else.
Oh, wait, that's Main Street St. Charles.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Not the Harmony Barbershop.
But they're in, like, striped uniforms. Wait, those are convicts.
Yeah, it's something else. Yeah.
That's a convict quartet. That wasn't the barbershop quartet.
That's not Disney, no.
Anyway, okay, so here's a question Alfred's asking, but I want to piggyback on it and get your opinion, because this is kind of just a general question that I've been getting a lot, just like in social media and also some emails. Alfred says, after all this Corona stuff and money being lost, do you think they'll consider a fifth gate? So on top of, I think no, because I don't think they were considering it in the first place.
Correct.
What about the 50th anniversary? And what about, because obviously everything's halted, stopped. Yeah. And, you know, they were building up to the big 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World 2021. They're painting the castle. They're bringing on new attractions. They're redoing Epcot. Mm-hmm. Is there a point where the 50th anniversary celebrated like the year of a million dreams that was like 22 months long? I mean, Disney was probably considering that, but I think especially now, I think that this is going to be a celebration that definitely carries into 2022, because even if it isn't forced on them, like they get back to work here pretty quickly. Okay. Stuff clears up quickly, timely. They get going, you know, say the beginning of June, everything's ramped up again, who knows? But the thing is, this gives Disney the opportunity to say, because of, even if it didn't really cause it, they could make this a 20-month celebration. And I think you get more bang out of your buck, which I think Disney's going to really want to do. Every business will want to do here moving forward. So, Pam, what do you think? I mean, is this something that's going to change the 50th into 2022, maybe?
Well, I already thought that the 50th celebration was going to be long. Like, I'm thinking that we were looking at least like an 18-month celebration. Like, we have had in the past. And Disney's really good at that. And I think, you know, I personally would love a huge celebration. I think our country would love a huge celebration. I think our world would love a good celebration. And, you know, at a Disney park, I really can't think of something much better than that. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, there might, after all this, you never know. There'll be some projects that are set aside. There'll be some projects that are completely, you know, stopped, right? And there are some projects that they may be considering. I think that, you know, that's always something you have to do. You have to look at what things are doing and what your plans were, and maybe you have to scale back some. But I think regardless of that, we're going to see a great celebration. I cannot wait to be there, really and truly. So looking forward to it when it happens. And I hope we all do get to do that big celebration.
And I think it makes sense for a place like Walt Disney World to do the extended celebration. I mean, because you got to think about it. Teachers can't get there, but other than like summer break, I mean, we're talking normal circumstances, which hopefully we'll be back to soon. You know, there's a lot of factors, you know, like accountants or people that work in, you know, certain people can't go into month. Some people can't go like quarter two, you know, because of work reasons. So it makes sense for a celebration because some people maybe never get to go to Flower and Garden, or maybe because of their job, they can't ever go to Food and Wine, you know, or you can't run marathon weekend because you're a teacher. And you really, unless you want to change your career, you can't keep running marathon weekend. I'm just saying, you know, oh, screw it. I'm not going to be a teacher anymore. I'm just going to run.
Watch the news.
I'm just gonna turn into Forrest Gump and just run the billion miles every morning and book travel, whatever. Anyway, so no, but I'm just saying, like, if you make it an extended period, like an 18 month, that really gives almost every person the opportunity to get there. Ricky, what do you say to that?
Absolutely. I thought it was going to be at least an 18 month celebration to begin with, and I think now we're closer to it happening actually on the date, starting probably on the date of, you know, the 50th, so October 1st, 2021. I thought before we might see it in the summer or something like that, but I think that now, like, so that it gives time for people to, who maybe are unemployed right now, to maybe get, you know, jobs back, get the workforce going again, you know, pushing it back a couple of months allows for that to happen a little bit easier, so that when the 50th anniversary does hit, it will be that celebration that people want, you know, like, yes, we made it through all this, you know, like, we did it. So I think that it will be pushed back probably till the actual official opening date of Disney. And then it will go 18 months, maybe longer, maybe 24 after that, because, you know, it's Disney, so you gotta you gotta go with the long celebration,
which is fine. It's another reason to be there. Like, you can absolutely. You have more people going to have the opportunity to say, I was there.
Correct. Know? Absolutely. As far as the projects go, I mean, I think that anything that is currently being worked on is a go, obviously. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy is a go. I think the work that they're doing with the Play Pavilion is a go. Epcot, you know, everything they're doing at Epcot, they might scale back a little bit on some of the stuff that they had planned, you know, for Epcot, like the main common areas, like stuff that we don't know about, that may be scaled back a little bit. As far as, you know, stuff for the other parks, I mean, we've been hearing rumors, I've heard rumors about stuff for maybe Hollywood Studios or, you know, whatever that may be coming down the pipeline. I think all that stuff is being put on hold. So anything, you know, that they might have done, in maybe that animation courtyard area or anything like that I'd been hearing a little bit of rumor about, like, done, not gonna happen, I don't think, for a while now. You know, just Tron, of course, will still happen at the Magic Kingdom. I don't think we'll see anything at Animal Kingdom anytime soon. And no, the Yeti is not being fixed right now, so don't.
Dude, I had a dream the other night that Joe Rohde was up in the mountain. Yeah. We're like coaxing him, like, come on, man, come on, nope, please,
not being fixed
with this big earring.
I think the things that have been announced officially are going to happen. Other than that, you know, I don't know that anything like extra that they had been planning is going to actually happen. You know, because we know, like, they, of course, have been planning big stuff for the 50th. And I don't know if like the other extra big stuff will happen. I also do have to question the fact that at Disneyland, they put out the date for, you know, the Marvel Land's official opening, and like that's coming in July, and I was surprised that they put out the date, because they put it out like right around this whole coronavirus thing, like when it first started, and so that really surprised me. That, but again, I don't think that they were thinking that the park was going to be closed for, you know, a couple months at that point. So I'm wondering if that gets pushed back as well, because I don't know if they'll have enough time to finish working on that. So I just think that things are going to get pushed back a little bit, and that's kind of what we're going to see with all of this. So it may not happen as early as we thought it would. Like, I don't think Ratatouille is going to open as early as we thought it would. Like, you know, we were thinking, you know, maybe Memorial Day. I don't think that's going to happen now. I think it's going to be much later in the middle of summer before that actually officially happens, maybe even the fall at this point. Because, you know, it depends on how much work is left to be done. And since they're not really supposed to be doing a lot of work right now, I don't know how much is actually, you know, being completed. So I guess we'll, you know, we'll just have to see, take a breath, and you know,
do you guys
enjoy
think,
what is open now. So,
do you guys think we'll get on Spaceship Earth before they refurb it? Or do you think they skip the refurb? Maybe they even just skip the refurb, but just push it back a year and just say, you know, I'm what, right. That's not essential. It's fine.
And they haven't started it yet. I'm wondering if they do just say...
That's something they could leave. I mean, if you're looking at, like, if you're, like, rating projects, that's something I'd say, you know what? It's fine.
It's fine. We can keep it. Yeah. I do wonder if maybe that's something that they will pull back on now at this point, because they haven't started the work on it. So that could be something that gets skipped. So I guess we'll find out when things open, right?
I got to laugh because we got a great question, which I... Gene's been obviously watching me on Twitter and trying to help, I think, by this question. Is Space 220 going to be opened by summer? So, okay, so say we're assuming like a Memorial Day park opening. We have no idea, but we got to like set a parameter. Say the park's open around June, beginning of June into May, whatever. Space 220, is it like right on the cusp, like where they can open the parks and then Space 220 can be open within a month? What do you think?
I don't know.
I know. Nobody knows. I know. This is the whole thing. Like, we haven't known forever.
At this point, it really is a good question, because I don't know, like, where they were. And I know they had an issue that they were fixing, that's why it got delayed. But who knows, like, if the... Because what I know is, like, there was something that broke. So, like, who knows if, like, what broke was able to be fixed in time before they started all this. So or if they now have to wait, you know, even longer because they have to wait for that part, you know, part to come in. I don't know. September, maybe. We may be able to go to Space 220 in September. But other than that, I have no idea.
Kind of a follow-up on that one, Pam. We're just guessing here. I know that you can't have like big groups of construction people. They've shut down most of construction. Ryan says they've picked up on some of it, but I'm wondering if it's more like this. I would imagine that still, like if you were to look at the Magic Kingdom like right now, or say like at noon this afternoon, there's got to be like maybe a few folks like wandering in there, checking out things, you know, because I mean, even if you have a small business right now, say you own a restaurant and the restaurant's closed, I'm sure the restaurant owner can go in his business and just like look at things, you know, check inventory, go in to do paperwork, what have you. I mean, do you think there's like Imagineers just wandering around just looking for things that, I mean, because this is an unprecedented time. They have access where they have time to look at things a little bit more in depth. They can leave their tools out. You know what I'm saying? Like just leave them on Main Street. I mean, honestly, you could, you know, and don't have to clean them up.
I think that it's probably more likely that people are thinking those good thoughts, those big thoughts from home and thinking about what they're going to do. But look, I mean, you know, it's kind of a joke on our workplace that my husband will occasionally pop in and talk about how I'm dealing with this thing. You know, I am normally an early riser. When there's something semi-stressful going on, that becomes even crazy earlier. And I wake up thinking about like ways that like we need to get ready for when things not pick back up in terms of activity, but pick back up in terms of booking and things like that. But everyone does that thing. I think that's natural. You're thinking of what can I best do to get prepared for when this is going to happen? And I imagine as an Imagineer, it's totally happening. Mm-hmm. You're still working on projects that you can work on from home, right? There's a lot of home work that could be going on right now, thinking about ways you're going to do things and ways they're going to handle things and that. And I think that's what's really exciting, is despite all the negative things that have happened because of this, there have also been a slew of positive things that have happened, not just in the Disney community, but across the world and the country, just seeing the ways that people can take their skills and like the people who can sew are sewing masks, and the people who can innovate stuff are doing it. They're coming out with new respirators. And I mean, just that kind of things. But the people who have found a way to interact with their loved ones who they can't go and see, be it through a window or FaceTime or whatever, that's the great thing about what this kind of exercise teaches us, that there's lots of opportunities, even if you have to rethink the ways that you're going to do stuff. And I can't wait to see what Disney does.
My dad has discovered FaceTime and also Pluto TV, because he was sick for like 2 weeks, and I don't know if he had coronavirus or not. He was sick, and he wouldn't go get tests. He's just a stubborn old man. But he fixes all of our podcast stuff, so I can't complain.
Jody is a stubborn old man.
He might be watching right now, so I gotta watch what I say, but I think he was pretty sick. And he's always around all these pro athletes, and the pro athletes were getting this stuff. So I'm just saying, like, I just saw him, do not leave. He's like, I'm coming over to fix. No, you're not. We're going to point stuff at FaceTime. You're going to tell me what's wrong. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So he's just Pluto TV. He tells me about all this old house shows he watches because he was sick. He's like, I don't have a TV in my room. I'm going crazy. I'm like, you got an iPad? He's like, yeah, Pluto TV. Watch it on there. It's free. And so he's watching all these old shows. So he keeps doing that. So you're right. He wouldn't have had that excitement.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
I know. It has made us all learn new skills. I mean, seriously, I can't. I mean, it's an opportunity to figure some stuff out. So you know, is this the way I would want to learn things?
No.
But am I going to waste this time? Heck, no. It's not going to be. I am one way or another. We are going to come out of this better than we were before. Yep. So
100%. Tony in the chat saying that his wife Cheryl's making masks today for healthcare professionals. So thank you.
Love that.
That's awesome. And we have so many nurses, doctors, pharmacists, first responders in our audience. A lot of folks listen to this on their way in, on their way out. They say it kind of helps them de-stress. Thank you for being out there. That's all we can. It's amazing. You guys are doing that. So thank you from all of us. Okay, last question. This is it. Not going to make this one super long because we don't know. But Lindsay has a good question. She says, do you think they will open the 2021 booking window earlier than normal to generate revenue? Ooh. So what do you think if you had to guess, Pam, do they keep it? Because it's typically like June-ish for the next package year. Of course, you can book room only. But then you got to cancel, rebook if you want a package.
Yeah.
It could be later. I mean, because like they've held off on the marathon weekend registrations. They said they're not going to do registrations until further notice. But
I think that Disney really wants to announce that stuff at a time where they feel like everyone can help promote that. And that's probably, I mean, it's just not a thing that I think a lot of travel agencies feel comfortable doing right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that we offer them a lot of hope in that space. It's not that I feel like it's gauche if someone is still promoting something. That's not it. I think our focus is really on assisting guests that we currently have one way or the other in terms of that. Helping guests that were impacted seems to be taking up the bulk of our time right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that Disney needs that help. Not only from travel agencies, but let's just say the buzz out there when they want to promote something, be it a discount or new packages for next year. And I'm guessing they might, if this is still going on, may wait to see that. But I don't know. Again, you know, this is an area where they don't call Pam Forrester and ask her what they should do. So
no, I agree with you. But I mean, you got to think about the big global. I mean, of course, Disney is just it's a distraction. It's our fun thing. It's why we work, and so we can have these fun, great times with friends and family at these great places. We get that. But I mean, the thing is, if you look at it inside the Disney hemisphere, you got to take care of those people who have the most current pressing issues first. Like you got to take care of them because they've trusted you with their trips. You got to get them through the immediacy. It's kind of like when your plane gets canceled and you're somewhere and you're trying to get home. You shouldn't be calling in trying to make a reservation for Thanksgiving into that phone line for like Southwest Airlines, because like in these crises, if you can, please leave those phone lines open for the people that are just trying to get back home, you know, and get safe and get out.
Yeah.
So kind of one of those things. But yeah, I mean, it's going to work itself out, I think. So good discussions today. We appreciate all the great questions. Now for Friday's show, those people that are watching live, hang tight, because it's one of our listeners, Justin, gave us this idea. And I think you're going to want to be a part of that because we're going to add your comments into the show for Friday as well. So hang tight if you're watching live. But if you're on the feed, thank you so much for downloading the show. We appreciate it so much. Today's episode, of course, brought to you by the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Again, in these tough times, this is where having a travel agent is such a... It's just when you have that travel agent in your back pocket advocating for you, they have those relationships with the Disney cast members that they talk to on the lines. And they can get stuff done for you. For example, you know, we've been making modifications, cancellations, juggling stuff. I mean, I feel like I could juggle stuff with the back of my foot right about now. The thing is, we can efficiently get through a lot for you where you might have to make two or three calls because, oh, I forgot about that fact and I'm going to have to call back and now wait in a line, you know, hold for 3 or 4 hours. We do this a lot. You know, I can tell you, we do this a lot. And the thing is, we're very efficient in what we do. We make sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and we get you set up in the best spot possible, especially in these tough situations where there's so many variables, so much going on. Just one of the reasons. Of course, in normal times, you're going to get booking bonuses, the best price. You're going to have tips coming your way in your email inbox. Those are so much fun to get. Because I put my own trips into the system that we use, and I get excited when I get my own tip. You know, like, hey, Mike Rallman told me I need to make ADR. So it's pretty cool. You know, hey, I'm Mike. You know, so it's fun. I love that system. So anyway, just magicforless.com. Hey, check out all the great specials. You're going to love it. It's a great way to book your next trip. So the magicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, and thank you to everybody who does. It's very much appreciated in these times. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You're still getting all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing at all extra. I know you're probably using Amazon more than ever right now, so please do take the 5 seconds, click through the link, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Check us out on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod, at BeOurGuestMike, and Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday with a great show. We're going to be talking about possible tours for attractions. How about that? So until then, we're going to leave you with a little teaser for Pam and Ricky. I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Couldn't remember what day of the week it is. And most importantly, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.